Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
When we first read Psalm 87, we think, I can tell this psalm has some wonderful things to say, if I can understand it. The author begins, quote, His foundation is in the holy mountains, Psalm 87, verse 1. To whom is he referring? This reminds me of Mary's conversation in the garden with the one she didn't recognize. Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. John 20, verse 15. She just assumed that Jesus was on everyone's mind. And since the rest of the psalm is all about the Lord and his earthly capital, Jerusalem, we can safely assume that the foundations of God's vast kingdom are set there. The, quote, holy mountains include Moriah, where Christ was dedicated and later had significant ministry, Zion, where the upper room is thought to have been, Calvary, where he gave his life, and all of it, the place from which he left and where he will return. But he not only lays its foundations, he also, quote, loves the gates, verse 2. Out of those gates he was taken to die as the people shouted, crucify. But can you also hear the coming cry? Quote, lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Chapter 24, verse 9. It's almost an understatement to say that, quote, glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. Verse 3. But what is this repeated statement, quote, this one was born there? Psalm 87, verses 4, 6, and see verse 5. Is citizenship in the celestial city being offered to those from Egypt, codename Rahab, Babylon, and other one-time foes of Israel? It seems to be. God himself will sign the register for those from all, quote, the peoples or nations, verse 6. Doesn't this sound like the Jerusalem above, Galatians 4:26? No wonder the singers and musicians overflow with praise. Psalm 87, verse 7.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.